Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Teleconference call. Up first, we'll go to Arizona coach Sean Miller. The top-ranked Wildcats are hosting Colorado on Thursday and then Utah on Sunday. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Darren Sabedra, San Jose Mercury News.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, beyond all the sports-centered dunks that we see at Aaron Gordon, what has Aaron brought to your team this season?
Well, you know, I think first of all, you know, what Aaron brings to the table is the highest character athlete that you can bring to the table. And I mean that in any sport, whether it be professional or any college sport, doesn't matter, that nobody has, in my mind, a higher breed of character than Aaron Gordon. He's an incredible teammate. He's one of the harder workers that I've been around. He's well beyond the years of his age, and although he's the youngest player on our team, you would really never know it because he's the same every single day. There's never any moodiness. And then on the court, you know, he's one of the great defenders in our conference. He defends multiple positions, which is very difficult for somebody who's 6'8". He's an excellent passer. He's really good in transition, whether he has the ball or doesn't. You know, he's, I think, our second leading scorer and somebody who's one of the best rebounders in our league. He does everything for us, and he's a big reason why our team has had the success we've had to this point.
Was he everything you expected, or has he surprised you?
He surprised me because never could I have anticipated somebody who has zero problems, brings no drama to the table, is the same every day, for somebody who comes in as young as he is with the pressure and expectations that have surrounded him really from day one. And I don't know if any young person can handle his situation any better than he does.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
Sean, with Colorado losing Spencer Dinwiddie, do you see them still as a probable or a possible NCAA tournament type team?
There's no question they're an NCAA tournament team, and you know, there's probably no doubt that losing somebody of his magnitude and talent hurts any team, and it definitely hurts Colorado. I think every week that goes by where they have more practices and game experience, you know, they'll reinvent themselves to a certain degree, plugging different players in roles. But, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, in my estimation, is, you know, one of the best guards in not only our conference, but in our game of college basketball. If you just look at his free throw attempts alone and think about the damage that that does to Colorado's opponents, it's mind-boggling. And then, you know, the shooting percentages, whether it be field goal, three-point, free throw percentage, and then, you know, he's a junior and upperclassman, is also an excellent defender. You know, that's a big loss for Colorado, and it would be a big loss for any team who would have somebody like Spencer on their team. And it made me sick when I saw him get hurt. But we respect Colorado a great deal, and I have no doubt, based on the other talented players they have, and you know, Tad and his staff as a coach and coaching staff, that they're going to be fine, and no question, one of the five or six, hopefully, teams from our conference that gets an NCAA bid.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Doug Haller, Arizona Republic.
Hey, Sean. I'm sure you guys chart 50-50 balls and how you guys do there. Can you give me an idea of how you compare to coming up with those types of plays from years past and maybe if you guys have gotten better at that as the year has gone on?
Yeah, you know, we emphasize it, talk a lot about it, certainly recognize when one of our players gets one or doesn't get one, but I don't know if we necessarily have a statistic to back it up. You know, the one area that we take a lot of pride in is offensive rebound percentage. You know, to me, that really reflects aggressiveness and talent and size. And, you know, when we're in and around 40%, and I think that's pretty much our season's average, you know, that's when we're at our best. We've had a few different segments of games, or maybe a game or a half of a game, where we haven't been as good in that area. And you really feel it, because that's one of the strengths of our team this year, the makeup of our team.
As far as, like, loose balls coming up with those, is there any player that jumps out that's really done well in that area?
You know, I think Rondé Jefferson really does well. He seems to get his hand on a lot of balls. Some of it is determination, and some of it is just talent. You know, he's really quick and physically strong and long for somebody his height. So, you know, I think Rondé plays with a great deal of energy, and so many times big plays have happened throughout the course of a game where it just seems like he's come up with the basketball.
Thanks, Sean.
Your next question comes from Jacob Thorpe, the Spokesman's Review.
Hey, Sean, now that we're about a third of the way through conference play, can you kind of evaluate what you think the new hand-checking and charge rules, how have they kind of played out for you?
You know, we've really tried to emphasize to our team as far back as the month of September of not using our hands when guarding the dribble. That's become a real focal point. It's been a part of really our everyday practice, and, you know, in and around the basket, really just trying to be physical, moving our feet, showing our hands to the officials. And, you know, we've tried our very, very best to adapt to it, and I think the officials have done the same on their end.
Do you see a kind of a different type of personnel becoming more valuable with these new rules?
No, you know, I think that players that, you know, are very physical around the basket have always gotten fouled, and players that really can straight line drive, whether it be, you know, full court with the dribble, someone like a Spencer Dinwiddie, who was great at it, a Skia Booker is really good at it. Or, you know, players in the half court like an Aaron Gordon on our end that, you know, from 20 feet can really get to the basket. They've always been very valuable, and I believe they're just as valuable now.
Defensively, do you still emphasize to your guys that, you know, getting in there and taking a charge, or at this point has it become, you know, more advantageous just to get out of the way or try and block a shot?
Yeah, we don't really emphasize drawing the charge. You know, I think standing our ground and just not moving is, you know, one of them. If you're there really early, I think just instinctively you're going to try and draw the charge. But, you know, we haven't drawn very many charges this season.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take one more question.
The last question comes from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Sean, I just was wondering about, you know, Nick and that ankle the other day. He said it was no big deal, but I just was curious if he's missed any time, or, you know, if it flared up at all, or how's he been over the weekend?
No, he hasn't missed any time. He's 100%.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.